This is WUWM. I'm Emily Files. Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos was in Waukesha Thursday to talk with families who are unhappy with virtual learning and have switched their children to different schools. School choice, or providing alternatives to traditional public schools, is a central part of DeVos's platform. At the Waukesha event, DeVos said the pandemic has made the case for school choice even stronger.
More than ever, parents have a keen understanding of what their children need to learn, how they learn. They've been able to observe them. They've been able to observe what's gone on in a distance learning environment, how flexible or inflexible their schools have been. And frankly, many folks have been very disappointed.
This fall, schools have made a patchwork of decisions about whether to hold in-person instruction. Private schools have been more likely to do that than public schools. Trump and DeVos want schools to fully reopen. Amy Wiechek told DeVos that she moved one of her children from Whitnall Public Schools to a private school, Catholic Memorial. Another one of her children is still in virtual school.
I need school to be school again. I need my kids to be with their friends, smile at their face, touch people, and be able to sing in a choir without a mascot, participate in sports. My kids' lives are... they can't get this time back.
DeVos advocates for programs that use taxpayer funding for private schools. Wisconsin is home to some of the oldest such programs in the country. But they have income limits, which some parents who were at the Waukesha event are against. Here's Melissa Famigetti, who moved her kids from Mequon Public Schools to Trinity Lutheran.
You know, lower income families should not be denied access to private schools. The same way higher income families should not be told that they need to pay twice.
The roundtable did not include any parents who favored virtual learning over in-person during the pandemic. Some schools have either stuck with or switched to virtual instruction because of surging COVID case numbers in Wisconsin. Teachers' unions from Milwaukee, Madison, and other large districts are calling for a statewide order to stop in-person school until the coronavirus is under control. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.